Good afternoon, Crystal Object Museum. This is Betty Ferrone. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm sorry for the electrical problem there. Is it David Walsh next book?
Oh, hi. I certainly hope I didn't hang up on you.
No. Oh. It was on this end.
Okay, hold on just one sec, please.
Thank you.
You have a short temper.
I do?
All right,
General.
How can I help you?
How are you?
I'm all right for an older guy.
Well, so I understand. I am writing an article for Naval History Magazine, which comes out of the U.S. Naval Institute in Annapolis.
Yeah, well, it's a regular magazine, and it's the one that I get.
Exactly so. Yeah, it's the brother or sister magazine to Naval Institute Proceedings.
Oh, I guess that's the one I get.
But, this one is maybe a little bit less academic, but published by the same outfit there in Annapolis.
Yeah.
In any case, I think they probably also have a web version of it, but it's a hard copy magazine. It's pretty nice. Well, I'm a freelance, and they are quite interested in the story of USS Liberty and recent developments.
Boy, isn't everybody.
Yeah, I know. It seems like the thing is popping up all over the place lately. You know, the Washington Post had a story.
Yeah, I read it.
You saw that.
Sure.
And that engendered a lot of angry comments from people to Ken Ringel, who, by the way, is the godson of Arleigh Burke. I don't know if you were aware of that.
No, I didn't know that.
His dad was also in the Naval Intelligence for many years. But in any event, Jim Innes suggested that I give you a call and chat you up a little bit about the specific deal of the attitude towards NSA on whether the thing was an accident, like our Israeli friends say, or whether it was something else.
I don't think they felt. I certainly didn't feel that it was an accident. I couldn't explain it, but there are a number of theories about why the Israelis were doing what they did,
mm-hmm.
and those are fairly well known. Those theories, but there's I think the proof is unless I'm missing a piece of the action somewhere. But the proof in my mind was multifold that these people, if these people didn't know they were shooting at an American ship, a U.S. Chartered ship, then all of them must have been blind and
deaf and dumb.
And deaf and the whole bit, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. When you look at the physics, you know, how close they came to the damn ship.
Right.
And the fact, I've got one of the flags here in the museum.
Exactly, yeah.
That was flying. Has blood on it.
Right.
And gee, you know, there's something wrong. I don't have the answer to it. There are several theories of motive. One is that...
Right. Well, you know, I am actually familiar with those.
Okay, if you are good.
I am quite familiar with it. But there are also intercepts. There's there's SIGINT material on this, and apparently that convinced Mr. Carter and Mr. Dr. Tordella and Mr. Dealey. And just lately, FYI, Mr. Kirby... That it couldn't have been any kind of an accident.
Kirby and I were together on that. I was his deputy.
Right. Well, you were the assistant director for
operations. Yeah, well, it's for operations. I there's another story about that, but you got it. Yeah. Production became operations.
Right. And
when I left, I was in charge of a study to reorganize NSA. Set up by Sam, Lieutenant General Sam, at 85, you can't remember your own name.
Well, I think you do better than most people my age. I'm just a pup of 53.
I'll tell you, it's terrible. But anyway, Sam Phillips,
right?
General Phillips said, John, are you doing anything after you retire here at the end of February? And by the way, my celebration of my retirement was just a few days ago, 28th February.
Well, that was a little late, wasn't it?
I celebrate every year.
Oh, okay.
No, as a matter of fact, I regret I had to retire. If I didn't have to retire, I'd probably still have my uniform on. And Sam said, I don't want you to talk to anybody about this now. I want you to, there's just one guy you can talk to. But don't talk to Tordava, don't talk to this one, don't do this. And that. I don't know why he said that, but he did.
What? To talk about what?
Talk about the reorganization.
Right.
Before he announced it.
Not talk about the Liberty.
No, that had nothing at all to do with it. I've taken you off down a
side road.
Yeah, I do that occasionally.
I understand.
Yeah, well, anyway, so I said in this reorganization, we're going to call production operations. If CIA can do it, we'll do it.
Yeah, General Odom, when I asked him, he said, what is this productions business? That was operations, and of course, he was there during the 80s.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he was like.
Well, by the way, he also said that there was never any question at the agency, but that this thing had to have been deliberate, and the people were still very angry, at the time.
There were a number of theories about that deliberate business, and you've probably gotten some of those, I guess, haven't you?
Yeah, but the thing is, going beyond theory now, General, is to ELINT intercepts and transcripts, of the record. Okay, that's what that takes it out of the theory realm, doesn't it?
Well, yeah.
I mean, we intercepted their voice comma.
Oh well, we did, mm-hmm. and that of course is it was clear that these people, God knows that some of them knew, those in charge of various platforms in the water and other things, as well as communications to the Israeli fighter craft.
Mm-hmm. There were interceptions by the people on the Liberty, and also apparently by the EC-121 above.
Yeah, there were the Navy aircraft. Yeah, Willie Victor.
Exactly.
They intercepted stuff, yeah.
I mean, they heard the...
And the stars, they had to run and get the hell out of there.
Exactly.
Before they got shot down.
Yeah, I've heard that they were reconnoitered by Israeli jets who acted provocatively, put it that way. But the Willie Victor picked up the ID of the flag from the communications of the Israelis during the attack.
It was clear. It's so simple-minded to think that it was... If it wasn't done intentionally, I have never been able to believe it. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, did you see the transcripts that Mr. Kirby did, or hear the intercepts?
No, I haven't seen the transcripts that Kirby did. I don't know. You know how long ago he did that? Is that recent?
It was not long after it happened, and he said that Mr. Carter et al. Saw the same material, same traffic that he did, and that drew them to the conclusion to what they said.
And that's a long time ago now for me. And if I saw it, I should remember it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were aware though of the EC-121 up above at that time.
I was not aware at that time. But later on, I was aware of it, yeah.
While you were still in service?
Oh, yeah.
And was there any communication between the Liberty and the plane, do you know?
I don't know that. I think at the time when you might have had some conversation between the ship and the plane. It doesn't seem too likely. The 121 was trying to get the hell out of there.
As a super constellation. Yeah.
Yes, they wanted to get out of there because they overheard the Israeli exchanges, I guess, with the aircraft, and in theory, they were going to be shot down.
Mm-hmm. Because they overheard the Israelis identify the ship as the Liberty.
Yeah. Now, I guess it would be nice to see a reasonable transcript of all that action to fill in all the the situation, the language in the right place at the time and all that stuff. And there must be a scenario around someplace.
Well, this is apparently what Mr. Kirby saw.
Okay.
And he was
there. Well, there was more available later than we saw then. So I don't know how long after the event that Kirby wrote his piece. I don't recall. You don't know. You don't have any dates on that, do you?
He just said that it was shortly after the incident.
Okay.
And
you talked to Ollie himself?
I did.
Good.
Yes.
Good. How's he doing?
He seems to be doing fine.
Well, I hope so. Well, he's sort of ill and has some problems.
He had a heart problem or something.
Yeah, he has. I guess he has a couple of things going.
Well, he did say that it was absolute certainty that that the Israelis knew. Which makes it an act of perfidy on the high seas against an unarmed ship.
That's a good word. Yes.
Were you surprised that the Congress never really looked into this and they in effect took the Israeli side?
Oh yeah, it was a political decision.
Based on what?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What it was based on. It would be. Are you checking any of the politicians that were in places where they might have been privy to some of the inside stuff?
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, there have been people like Dean Rusk, the Secretary of State.
Oh, he's dead.
He, right, exactly. But he said that it was, he told me years ago that it was deliberate, and he never accepted their explanation at all. But, and then there is a gentleman named Carl Salins. He did a comparison between the Israeli explanation and the crew's experience back in 67. And that really sort of leaves no doubt what they were up to. But
yeah.
And it cost a guy, a researcher, $25,000 to get that from the government via a Freedom of Information Act. Well, by the way, General, I am a lefty and I'm slow at taking notes. And I hope it's all right if I take electronic notes here. And if you want to go off record anytime, please let me know.
Yeah, you can.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Whatever I've said, you can tell.
Okay.
All yours.
All right, yeah, but then there was the matter of, as I say, taking the side of the attacking nation against the men, and, there was
that's a big thing, and why that ever happened, I don't know. I can conjecture, but I'm not going to do that right now.
I understand.
That is so politically charged.
It certainly is.
Crazy,
Well, what the guys say is we have this war upcoming, and they like to feel that if there's a repeat this, so-called friendly fire incident, that, whoever the country is that does it doesn't kind of get away with it,
I don't think that will be repeated.
You're at the museum, and they have the bloody flag there. Were you aware, General, that in Israel, in Haifa, the port of Haifa, there is a shrine to the attackers of the Liberty? There's the.
I'm not aware of that. I've never been to Israel.
Well, there's the wheel of the lead motor torpedo boat there. Kind of honoring that behind glass, as I hear.
Firing on an unarmed, figuratively unarmed, very small bore, weapons of bore.
How do you feel about them having a shrine with holy relics of the attack on the Liberty?
I'm offended by that.
Yeah. It seems
because it would seem, in light of everything they have professed, that they knew what they did was intentional. Or it was I guess they have wanted to build a case on the matter that it was poor judgment, it was a mistake, and all that sort of thing. But it seems to me when you add it all up, it spells mother. It just, you know, they are reasonably intellectually. They're pretty smart people,
right?
And I just can't believe that the command authorities there were so unconnected with what was going on, literally the battle scene, so to speak, that they would believe that this was an accident. I just can't believe that.
There's a new book out by a guy called Judge Crystal. Are you familiar with this?
No, I'm not.
Well, he was a JAG officer and then a U.S. Navy aviator. He's now a federal judge down in Florida. He's not as old as you, but he's, you know, 72 years old or something like that. And he says that basically the Israelis' excuse or explanation, if you will, was correct. It was a tragic mistake. He had friends in Israel give him transcripts.
Well, they've got a lot of mileage out of that notion.
Right.
If they could sell it, then they have sold it pretty well. Witness the reaction the Congress had to this thing. It's just something else you will find isolated. Seniors opining that it was unfortunate, but they certainly went about this in a very deliberate way.
Was there anyone at NSA with the least knowledge of the attack who believed it was anything other than a deliberate?
I can't believe it. I can't believe that there was.
And you never heard of anybody?
No, I never heard of anybody, no.
You were the third or fourth man down then, right?
Well,
I was the second.
I was, Kirby was the ops guy. I was his deputy.
Mm-hmm. And he left in, Kirby left in 63, I believe, and came back as a scientific advisory board member.
Yeah, he became a member of the board, yeah. Let's see,
I think he told me he left in 63, and then...
I can't... That's mistaken.
Hmm.
That's mistaken, because I came back in 63, in the summer of 63, in July of 63, and was assigned as his deputy, and he was there for the Liberty thing. Seemed to me he was there for one other event. What was the date of the Liberty?
That was 67, June 67.
Okay, well, he was there then at that time.
He was.
He was there, but he was getting ready to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was still the deputy.
Are you able at this late day to get clearance to go and check into any of this Liberty business out at Meade?
I could if I had time.
And
oh yeah, I have.
Yeah.
I got them all.
They have a big sort of speaking of trying. They think the world of you out there to this day. You know.
Well, I wonder sometimes, but that's very nice. That's very kind.
How did you get on with Mr. Bamford, whose book came out to a certain amount of controversy in itself?
You mean the recent one?
Exactly.
I told Bamford that if he... you have to print this now.
I don't have to. Okay.
No.
Sure.
I've told Bamford that I would kill him if he didn't give good marks to the National Security Agency.
Uh-huh.
And that was in jest, obviously.
Right.
But he, I could have killed him when he put out his first book.
Mm-hmm. The Puzzle Palace.
Yeah, Puzzle Palace. I've told him that a number of times. He's a pretty good guy, actually.
Do you know if he was in NSA?
Never in NSA. That is assigned here. He was...
Naval Security Group?
He was in Naval Security Group.
Right.
Yeah.
You didn't know him then, did you?
No.
And was the Naval Security Group acting at the behest of NSA or vice versa?
In what context? In general, what was the relationship?
In the Liberty matter, the guys you had guys
in
uniform.
The Liberty matter, I can't really go back that far. And
I guess it's a tasking question.
Yeah. It turned out that I do know that. Raven would have been the one that weighed on tasking on Liberty.
Right,
and had a great deal to do, yeah. Right. And he worked for me. He didn't work for me at the time of the Liberty. He worked for me a short time thereafter.
That's a G group, right?
Yeah, he was in G group, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And you had Naval personnel who were Naval Security Group, but there was a strong interaction between the, obviously, between the...
I'm not sure there was a... There must have been.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a good mission. It was, and I think Raven handled it pretty well. And I would have to be any more detailed, I would have to go back and look at the records and all that thing, and I'm in tough shape. I've got so many programs going in there, big ones.
Yeah.
Here in the foundation.
Do you get to do any input into current ops, or is that a no-no question for me?
Is that into what now?
Into current ops.
No. I avoid that. I get over there periodically and have coffee or something to eat, and that sort of thing. But no, I don't get into contemporary things.
Do you know if there are ships similar to the Liberties that are that operate now? I guess there are, but they have guns and they're called destroyers, right? But they have sealant capability.
That capability. There are lots of ships with capabilities.
Right.
But there are no Liberties or.
Yeah.
We had
platforms.
Yeah, we had. We had about
8 or 10, something like
that. Yeah, that sounds like it's a little high. But then we had the Palm Beach and the, you know, the smaller craft.
Right.
That the Navy never should have ever floated.
But the Liberty was the most advanced of our.
Oh, yeah, well, it was a lot bigger than a craft like the, the Pueblo and the, what was it?
The
Valdez was a big ship.
Yeah.
The Valdez, the Liberty, and I can't just pull it up.
Right, I understand. General Odom said that he believed that the guys should have their day and there should be an open congressional hearing into it, not just on, you know, fire control procedures and communications, but what they actually saw, heard, felt, you know, all the orbits of the Israeli planes, that type of thing. Would you like to see such an open hearing?
I probably would, although politically it would just be with the mess we got there in the Middle East at the present time, stirring this one up at this point in time when the focus is surely on something else. That's a little more important right now.
Right.
But if things quieted down and the Congress doesn't have anything better to do, I would take for the satisfaction of the crew, those that remain upstanding at the present time, that would be nifty, and it would satisfy a lot of people. And it would make a lot of people unhappy. I'm sure of that. I'm sure the Israelis would just...
Right. And of course, at the end of the day, it's their views that prompt others sometimes, right?
Well, Yes, probably. But I would tell you that the crew itself, I think about those guys, and they've been sacrificial lambs, in effect. They got poor recompense from the Israelis. You can never really completely take care of the problem with money, but what they got was a pittance.
How about Kevin McGonigal getting his CMH at the Navy Yard? Is that a typical thing? Rather than at the White House.
Did you say atypical?
Was that atypical?
I don't think so. I think that was low visibility.
Mm-hmm. Usually,
you know, I had enough, but right. That was low visibility.
Usually it's at the White House with a lot of pomp and circumstance.
Well, it could have been done with a lot more circumstance, and even if it didn't go to the White House. But that would have been a fair thing, because the guy was truly a hero.
Yeah.
Kept that ship afloat. And
sure did. He had his leg all shredded. And
he was beat up. He's truly beat up. He stood on it on the con.
Mm-hmm. There's one other thing. The recall of the jets. That's something I wanted to touch base with you about. The carriers, the America and the Saratoga, apparently launched to go out.
I don't know that much about that. That may have been a matter of geometry. I don't know. You know, the time phasing.
Right.
Was there any reason for them to be out there? I don't know the timing of that. I really haven't focused on that. I've been focusing on a few other wars and things.
I'm sure you had the Vietnam War then.
Oh, yeah. That was 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Indeed. So, in general, I guess it's fair to say you would, when it comes down to examining points of view, you would probably, based on your experience, Altec need to stand with the Liberty men as opposed to the, if you will, Israeli men.
Now, could you repeat that again?
Sure.
We got a bunch of jabbers here.
Oh, no, I understand. So basically, you would go along with the Liberty guys' point of view rather than the Israeli guys' point of view.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it is just so so logical.
Right.
You know, all the things that happened, the barest kind of a report on that whole event would clearly demonstrate that these people came under fire intentionally.
And then there's the communications intercept.
Oh, yeah, we've got enough. We got all that. Absolutely.
Yeah, that nails it down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I guess that nails it down for me, John. I want to thank you.
I wish you well, and I hope that...
I appreciate it.
You have a good... I hope you can get your material printed.
Well, me too. Jim Ennis, who you had spoken to in the past, and I know he ticked you off at one point, for which he apologized, but he said that, it would be...
He
nice.
That's okay.
No, but I mean, as far as things like the Israeli museum honoring the attackers, that he was a bit torqued off about that.
Oh, of course. And he should have been.
And maybe...
Well, he is. I mean, he should have. Yeah, absolutely.
So should anyone, I guess. Maybe this article will get some of the old salt and even the new salt.
Well, Tim, he was number two, wasn't he?
Well, he was officer of the deck. He was...
was number two, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, yeah. The number two was the executive officer. His name was Philip Armstrong. He was killed, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But Dennis was in charge of the deck and the logs and so on. And he said that in the court of inquiry, that his entries were altered. And other of the guys who were there said that the testimony they gave didn't appear in the transcript, or if it was embarrassing to Israel or whatever, that they preferred not to use it. So.
Well, you may still have a wall to climb to get the message heard. But do your best.
I will do.
You
thank you so much.
I wish you well.
And I appreciate it. And if I have a follow-up or two, maybe I can email you.
Call me.
Or
send an email, sure.
Go with God, General.
Okay. God bless.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.